Kate and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I bought an Oz Lotto ticket last night. Now, anyone who buys lotto tickets, if you're registered, when you get a lotto win, you get an email sent to you. I guess if you win Division 1, you get a phone call as well. But I've checked my voicemail. I didn't get a phone call last night, but I have got an email.
Well, Division 2?
I know, and it says, congratulations on your win. The thing is, I saw this at like 4 a.m. this morning when I got up, but I don't want to open it yet. Because it's like one of those things, the longer I don't open it, the longer I potentially have won heaps and heaps of money. So when I was driving here, I was thinking, okay, if it was Division 2 and it was $2 million, what would I spend it on? What would I buy first? And so you go through the dream of like what you're going to do when you win lotto.
Yeah. You know what's worse though?
What's worse?
Well, because we go to bed so early, having to get up at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
You don't see the draw unfold at night.
No.
So you can't get a feel for where things are at before you go to sleep. What's worse? When you wake up the next morning and there's no email at all.
That means you won nothing. Nothing.
Well, I'm $21 on a Powerball ticket. I got nothing.
Nothing. Okay. Did you put the hit, the super, the power hit or whatever it is?
Oh, I don't know.
I just use
the same numbers every week when I think of it.
Yeah, right. Okay. I just do the whatever that quick pick is. Oh, yeah. I'm like, go on, you decide for me, Cosmos. Congratulations on your win. I'm going to open it, okay?
Okay.
This could be $2 million. Dino, if it is, see you later. Let's have a look. Wait.
What'd you do?
It was $25.20.
Oh, that's not bad.
That's not bad, but I thought it was $2,520. I at least would have shouted coffees this morning.
Yeah, at least.
Oh, well, $25. Okay. Well, I'm still here, Dino.
You can reinvest that.
Yeah, for more tickets. I don't know. That's exactly what Oz Lotto wants me to do. And you know what? That's exactly what's going
to
happen.
What'll happen. It's not enough to even withdraw, so just reinvest.
No, that's right. Okay, let's focus back on the show.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
You got Jade and Damien. We actually have Damo, though, on the sick list this morning as we play.
On 96.5 Wave FM, this is Jade and Damien's Verbal Ping Pong.
All right, very, very competitive between Jade and Damo.
Yes.
This one, our Verbal Ping Pong, where we just bounce topics back and forward across the net. Yeah.
That's right, And whoever is the last man standing who doesn't drop the ball verbally, they win.
Yeah, or if you repeat or, you know, you get tongue-tied, then boom, you're gone.
Yes.
Well, look, we've thrown it out on 427-51-96-5. Shian from Fitzroy Falls, good morning.
What's going on?
Hey, so what is it, Cheyenne?
Cheyenne, yeah, you got it wrong. It's all right.
Cheyenne. Oh, look, I understand. It's one of those names where I'm sure you have to explain it to everyone. But, Cheyenne, how are you with the verbal to and throw? Are you quite witty? Are you quick on your toes when it comes to comebacks?
Yeah, I've got the gift of the gab, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well, Cheyenne, then, you are in the right place. Okay, so like Dino said, it is basically, you're going to give us a topic, Dino.
Yeah, okay, we've got three topics here.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you explain it. You are the first up.
So, really simple, Cheyenne. So if you, you've just got to bounce the ball back across the net with Jade. If you can't think of anything, then you're out. If you repeat an answer, then you're gone. So we'll have a bit of fun here. We'll set you up with a prize at the end. But just remember, though, you are representing 1D Leith, okay? No pressure.
I'm keen. Let's go.
Okay, first up, and we'll give you the opportunity to go first, Cheyenne. So here we go. Okay. First up, sports.
Football.
Ping pong.
Soccer.
Tennis.
Badminton.
Darts.
Hockey.
Volleyball.
Ooh. Golf.
Curling.
Lawn bowls.
Hockey.
Gap was a bit long there.
Oh, really?
Bit tough.
Okay, no, that's a best of three, so you're hanging in there okay.
All right, okay.
Jade goes first this round.
All right.
This round is, and it's a broad topic,
yes,
television shows.
You can't do that on television.
Wait, did you say one already?
You can't do that on television.
Oh, Simpsons.
Maths.
Family Guy.
Nine News.
iCarly. Ooh, got that one.
Neighbours.
Ozark.
Home and Away.
Euphoria.
A Current Affair.
Peaky Blinders.
Today Show.
Prison Break.
I was stuck.
Good comeback, Shane. Good comeback. It's one apiece. It comes down to this third and final.
Trying to think of the show I was watching.
Tiebreaker.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Here we go. Your third and final topic. Good luck. And Cheyenne, you go first. Ice cream flavors.
Oh, strawberry.
Chocolate.
Vanilla.
Coconut.
Rocky Road.
Rainbow.
Neapolitan.
Ferrero Rocher.
Cookies and cream.
Choc chip.
Mint.
Mint choc chip.
Oh, that's terrible. Strawberry shortcake.
Lemon sorbet.
No, you've got me.
Cheyenne and Fitzroy Falls. Look, thank you, mate. Look, a lot of fun. We'll set you up with a beautiful little consolation prize.
We certainly will. Yeah. We certainly will. And can I just say on the quiet, you are much better at verbal ping pong than Damien is. So, good job.
yes. Google my words. Give it to the guard.
Yeah, we'll call you again.
Yeah, you
look, the feeder Mac is headed your way, mate. So enjoy.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right.
Have a good night.
Hang on there. We'll get your details.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damien might be off because he can't talk, because his throat's full of phlegm because of COVID. He gave us all the gory details earlier this morning. But he has just sent me an email with some worldwide weird stories, because you know he loves stories from... So even if he's sick, he's still looking for these stories. Yeah. He loves it. This one, it's a pearler, so right, I thought I'd share it with you. Okay, so 10 years ago, a woman misplaced a phone.
Right.
It's not unusual. I misplace my phone multiple times a day. She couldn't find it anywhere, though. She could not. She looked high and low, looked all over the house, couldn't find it. After a week, she went, you know what? Admit defeat. I've lost my phone. I'm going to get a new one. So she did. Fast forward 10 years. Every time they use a bathroom in this house, there's this loud banging sound. And they actually thought it's because it was a really old house. There's something wrong with the plumbing. And her husband went, you know what? I've had enough. I am going to plunge that toilet. I'm going to plunge it so good, I'm going to fix the problem. So hire a hubby, got to the toilet, started plunging away.
Like the Bunnings got the world's biggest plunger.
Yeah, that's right. I just love it how he went, you know what, I'm going to fix this problem by plunging. I personally would have called a plumber, but hey, each to their own. Anyway.
He's my kind of guy. He's put up with this for 10 years and it's like, enough's enough.
And it took 10 years to annoy him enough to go get a plunger from the hardware man. He got it and he's plunging. Yeah. And then she heard from the toilet. He goes, oh my gosh, you've got to come and see this. You'll never believe what I've found. And he holds up her mobile phone. So that phone got into the toilet. Who knows how? If they've got little people, I'm blaming the kids.
Because kids
love putting things in the toilet.
So what's gone in and what just snuck up at the back end of the S pipe there or something?
Yeah,
the S
band, it's been sitting there for 10 years. This phone came out, and it's obviously not in a usable state anymore.
Do not touch that phone.
Oh, no, just imagine. Oh, yeah. But it actually looks quite clean considering it's been sitting in a toilet S-Pen for 10 years. But 10 years, and then she found the phone. It was down the toilet the whole time.
Oh, so that's the picture. That's an iPhone. So 10 years ago, they were a lot smaller, obviously, than they are now.
Yeah, that's when a smaller phone was cool as opposed to now where a bigger phone's cooler.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've had the phone fall down the toilet.
Have you?
Yeah. I remember once I was on the toilet, you know, conduct a lot of business on my phone on the toilet. And then I got up and then I slipped.
Business at both ends.
Oh, no, that's so true. And it fell in the toilet. Lucky for me, it was not the brown business I'd just done. And I quickly fished it out. And
three-second rule.
It was a three-second rule. And I don't know if it was the case that I had on it or something, but I did the whole put it in rice trick. And it was fine.
Oh, wow.
So it actually survived a trip in the toilet. Yeah. But that's the thing with the toilet.
Who's got that phone now?
That phone's gone. I wonder if I
you know how you get a phone and then you pass it on down the line.
I think no one's playing with that phone at the moment, the four-year-old. Yeah, but, you know, things do fall down the toilet and it's kind of like that abyss. And, you know, when something goes to the toilet, will you ever get it back? Oh. Are you game enough to retrieve it or does it disappear forever?
I feel so lame. I think the best I could offer up is probably like some $2 coins.
Because when you stand up and because you have like strapnel in your pockets and it falls in the toilet. Yeah. So do you fish it out? Is it like a wishing well? You leave it in there and just go?
No, it's a wishing well, yeah.
It's not coming back.
It's a donation to the poo gods or wherever it's going. What, we've all done it. What have you lost in the loo?
What have you lost in the loo. We're doing some toilet humour this morning on the show.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Damo's not in today. He's at home. He's on the COVID sick list. But he has sent through some worldwide weird stories. And one of them we just shared with you is about this woman who lost her mobile phone, couldn't find anywhere. Admitted defeat, went and bought a new one. Mm. 10 years later, they're having some plumbing issues and her husband, he got out the plunger and plunged out the missing mobile phone. It had been sitting in the toilet for 10
That's
years.
That's amazing.
Oh, it just blows my mind. So we want to know this morning, what have you lost down the loo?
Yeah, you can hit us up, 4275 1965.
Bridge has given us a call from Dubto. Hey, Bridge, what have you lost down the porcelain bus?
I have lost the mobile phone down there, but I also had my bird fly up the hallway and land in the toilet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, was Tweety okay?
He was. He definitely went for a shower afterwards. I didn't really want a toilet-soaked bird smelling up the house.
Do not. That'd ruffle a few feathers, wouldn't it?
he was not happy. You should have heard the scream.
Awesome, Bridget. Thank you for your call this morning.
Okay, let's go to Tongara. Kimmy's given us a buzz. Kimmy, what have you lost down the loo?
Oh, where do I start, guys? A wallet full of money.
Oh, no. Did you fish it back out?
Yeah, and I had to get that spray hand sanitizer and spray both sides of the notes and sit them in the sun. Oh. That's the only way I could cope. And then I've lost... Yeah, I know, it was shocking. And I've my car keys.
Oh, my gosh. How did you do that, Kim?
The pocket. It's the swirling vortex of hell, especially when you're slightly intoxicated.
Yes.
Also, the real big doozy for me, the whole roll of toilet paper.
Oh, my God.
Oh, really?
Kimmy, you need to, like, put a net in your toilet just to catch things.
I know. And I was changing the roll and I thought, okay, I'm all good, and down it went. And like, that was, yeah, it was in the great.
You know, it was in the great
toilet paper shortage of hell.
Oh,
too.
Okay,
so
yeah, right.
It was like I threw away one of my children.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah, so
I would have got, you got that back out and dried that in the sun too.
Yeah. Good on you, Kimmy. Look, I appreciate the call. You can get us anytime, 4275 1965. Look, we put this up on Facebook earlier and it's gone nutso.
Yeah, Tracy Howard, oh, she's the queen of fishing things out of the toilet. So over the years, she has rescued from the loo Lego pieces, toy blocks, cutlery, phones, dummies, undies, a bracelet, and matchbox cars.
Cutlery?
Yeah, I know.
That can only mean one thing. Someone's eating.
No. Oh, she does say here that she worked in a childcare centre, so that all makes sense. I'm surprised that's all she found in the toilet. Yeah,
the Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Legendary Aussie rock band Midnight Oil, they have slammed Mark McGowan's tough COVID rules over in WA. So he set out all these COVID rules. They're actually some of the toughest restrictions we've ever had. But one of them is there's a cap of 500 people on outdoor festivals for the next month.
Outdoor?
Outdoor festivals. So the Oils are meant to be playing there to probably, let's, you know, multiply that by, I don't know, 100. They're probably wanting to play to 50,000 people.
This
and
is their farewell tour as well. A lot of people would want to see the Oils in WA.
This is the last time you're going to see the Oils live, but not just the Oils. There's Missy Higgins, Bergs of Tokyo, Jimmy Barnes. They're all set to play in WA in the next month, but now their concerts are in jeopardy. But you know what's got them so annoyed? It's not that, because it's like, okay, COVID times, everyone's got to make changes, we understand. But it's the fact that Perth Optus Stadium is still allowed to operate at 50% capacity, meaning that 30,000 fans are still allowed to go and watch sport.
Hang on. You're channeling your inner Damien Leith this morning.
Well, look, I just want to get incensed on Damien's behalf. He's at home sick with COVID. Wait. Yeah, no, I can hear him yelling from his house in Mount St. Thomas going, ah, it sucks. Yeah. It's true, but look at that disparity there. 30,000 people can watch sport. Only 500 people can go and see a concert. And they're both classified as outdoors.
Yeah. And
it's not fair.
You go to an AFL game, they're yelling more than they are at a concert.
Well, that's right. You can't sing at a concert, but you can yell at AFL. And trust me, I've worn spit more than once at a live football game. Look, someone you won't see live in any size crowd anytime soon is the frontman of this band. Yes, Daniel Johns of Silverchair. He's actually about to release his first solo album in 7 years called Future Never.
Yeah.
But he's come out and said that he is never going on tour ever again. He said that he's not a performing artist anymore. He just writes music for people to listen to at home, not for him to perform live.
Well, if all you can get is 500 people at a gig in WA, there's no point, is there, Daniel?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it. But he said money doesn't even matter. He said, and I quote, "I wouldn't even get Silverchair back together for $1 million with a gun to my head."
Oh.
That's... You could just say, I'm busy. You don't need to go to that extreme. Tell us how you really feel.
It's not on the planner at this stage.
Yeah, that's right. How do you think the other band members feel? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd rather get shot in the head than perform live with me. Great. Yeah. Matthew McConaughey, he has changed a lot over the years. Like, he used to be the hunk spunk. I remember Boys on the Side with Drew Barrymore. Yeah. Oh, so hunky. And then he had various roles like Dallas Buyers Club, where he's lost a lot of weight and got really greasy looking. Yeah. But there's something that he's gained over the years. I don't know if you've noticed, but his hair. So in the 90s, he had a massive receding hairline.
Yeah, okay.
And over the years, his hair's grown back. And he's finally actually, because there's been rumours going around for ages that he had a hair transplant. A doctor was even at conferences saying that he'd done Matthew McConaughey's hair.
Oh, really?
And he said he was the one who was responsible for his golden locks. Well, Matt has set the record straight.
Don't hold out on me here, Jay. Don't hold. Look at me. Look at me.
I need the secret. Here we go.
I didn't have any of this, yeah. And I had a silver dollar back here.
How did it grow back? That's a great mystery. I tell you what, I shaved it off because I'd read that, hey, get a fresh start. I shave it off, and then I get this topical ointment, and I rub it into my scalp once a day for 10 minutes. I was fully committed. That's all I can tell you is it came back. I have more hair now than I had in 1999.
What? So how's that? So I've been researching Dino since I forgot that story half an hour ago. I've been looking hard to try and find said name of topical ointment.
Oh, yeah.
But there's no name anywhere. But it's worked for him. He needs to give us the elixir. It's like the Holy Grail. He's told you about it, but he hasn't told you where to find it. So you're still on the search, my friend. All I can say is I've got some Anusol here, the hemorrhoid cream that Damien made me put on my face the other day. It might work for your hair.
Can't do any worse. That is your celeb buzz.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind.
Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.